You're the same temperature. Stronger than I am right now. It's your turn not to break me.
I love you.
I love you.
Renaud's me.
She's incredible.
Where is she? I have to see her.
Wait. You need to get your thirst under control. Yeah, you need to hunt.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize there'd be people this far off trails.
I have to get out of here.
Okay, I could help you. Or not.
You ran away from human blood, mid-hunt. Even mature vampires have problems with that.
You're still here.
So are you. I didn't expect you to seem so... you? Except for the creepy eyes.
I would keep my distance for now.
It's safer for the baby to see how you do with me first.
Since when do you care about Renesmee?
All right. Go with.
Oh, I can see what everyone's been talking about. Jake, you really do stink.
You guys really look great together.
You want to come meet her daughter?
Welcome to the family. You look amazing, Bella.
Someone's been waiting to meet you. Rose.
What was that?
She showed you the first memory she has of you.
Showed me how?
How do I hear thoughts? How does Alice see the future? She's gifted.
I've only been out for 2 days.
Her growth rate is unprecedented.
All right. That's enough experimenting for one day.
Jacob, she's doing great.
Yeah, let's not push it, though.
What's your problem?
Oh, do tell her, Jacob.
This should be good.
Hold on a second. Belle.
Look, it's a wolf thing.
What's a wolf thing?
You know we have no control over it. But we can't choose who it happens with, and it doesn't mean what you think, Bella. I promise.
Take Renesmee out of the room.
Oh.
Edward, don't touch me right now. I don't want to hurt you.
Oh.
You imprinted on my daughter?
It wasn't my choice.
She's a baby!
It's not like that. You think Edward would let me live if it was?
Still debating it.
I've held her once. One time, Jacob! And already you think that you have some moronic, wolfy claim on her? She's mine!
It's fine, Leah.
You're gonna stay away from her.
You know I can't do that.
Stop her, Edward.
He said it's fine. She's amazing, right?
Do you remember how much you wanted to be around me 3 days ago? That's gone now, right?
Long gone.
Because it was her. From the beginning, it was Nessie who wanted me there.
Nessie? You nicknamed my daughter after the Loch Ness Monster?
Seth, are you okay?
Seth, I'm sorry.
He'll be all right. Belle. You know me better than anyone. All I want is for Renesmee to be safe, happy. Look, nothing ever made sense before. You, me, any of it. And now I understand why. This was the reason.
Finally.
My turn. Where does she sleep? In my arms. Or Edward's or Esme's. Happy birthday.
I stopped aging 3 days ago.
Well, we're celebrating anyway, so suck it up.
Still hate surprises. That hasn't changed.
You'll love this one. Welcome home. We thought you guys might like a place of your own.
What do you think?
I think it's perfect.
Go inside. Fun.
This will be Renee's major.
Closet.
Wow.
Alice stocked it for you.
Clearly.
Our room.
Vampires don't sleep.
It's not intended for sleep.
You really were holding back before. I'm never gonna get enough of this. We don't get tired. We don't have to rest or catch our breath or eat. I mean, how are we gonna stop?
Rosalie and Emmett were so bad, it took a solid decade before we could stay to be within 5 miles of them.
I think we might be worse.
Definitely worse.
Wow. Done already?
Where's Renesmee?
Blondie stole her.
Break a lot of stuff?
Emmett?
No.
with Charlie?
He's been calling twice a day. He's in pretty rough shape.
Eventually we'll have to tell him you didn't make it.
He needs to mourn, Bella.
Okay, we'll do it tomorrow.
You miss this place.
We'll come back. We always do.
Wait. Nobody said anything about leaving.
Once people believe Bella's dead, we can't risk anyone seeing her.
So you just disappear?
Jake, we don't have another choice.
Bella's...
No, she's not.
No. I mean, she's fine. She's back home, and she's feeling better.
Why didn't you say so? It's great.
Wait. There's something you need to see first.
I need to see Bella.
Look. In order for Bella to get better, she had to... change.
What do you mean, change?
Here goes nothing.
What the hell are you doing?
You don't live in the world you think you do.
Jacob, put your clothes on.
Now, this may seem strange, really strange, but... stranger things happen every day. Trust me. I solved a problem. You were leaving. What do you expect me to do?
You don't realize the danger you've put him in. The Volturi will kill anyone who knows about us.
No, I didn't tell him about you. Just me. I only said you were different.
And that we have a niece who we adopted.
I mean, seriously, Jake, he's not just gonna let that go.
Did you consider the physical pain you'll put Bella through? It'll be like sticking a white-hot branding iron down her throat, and that's assuming she can control her thirst.
Look, Charlie's been in hell, and I know you'll be much happier with him in your life.
Jacob, don't try and pretend you're doing this for anyone but yourself.
I'm sorry you feel that way, because he'll be here in 10 minutes.
What?
This will irritate your eyes at first.
The main thing is not to move too fast.
Try taking a seat, crossing your legs. Maybe a tad slower.
And blink at least 3 times a minute. Good.
For a cartoon character.
Hold your breath. It'll help with the thirst.
Just don't forget to move your shoulders so it looks like you're breathing.
And don't sit so straight. Humans don't do that.
Okay, I got it. Move around, blink, slouch.
Hello, Charlie.
Where's Bella?
Never better. Healthy as a horse.
You don't turn into an animal, too, do you?
She wishes she was that awesome.
Let's give him some privacy.
Jake said that this was necessary. What does that mean?
I really think it would be better.
I want to know what happened to you.
I can't tell you.
I think I deserve an explanation.
You do. But if you really need one, I can't stay here.
Oh, come on. No. No more going away.
Dad, you're just going to have to trust that for whatever reason, I'm all right. I'm more than all right. Can you live with that?
Can I live with that? Well, I don't know, Bella. I mean, I just watched a kid I've known his entire life turn into a very large dog. My daughter looks like my daughter, but doesn't.
Can you please just believe that I'll tell you anything that you need to know?
And I don't need to know this.
No. Really, you don't.
Well, not gonna lose you again. I can't.
Well, then you won't. I promise.
I missed you, Bells. So much.
I missed you, Dad.
Charlie? It's Renesmee.
Your niece.
My daughter.
Adoption. Renee Samé. She's got your eyes, Bella. You need to know, I guess.
Well done, Bella. I've never seen a newborn show that kind of restraint.
I'm not sure she is a newborn. She's so tame.
Emma, don't antagonize her. She's the strongest one in the house.
Please.
Don't hurt yourself, Emmett.
All right, on three. One. Two. Three.
Emmett.
My time as a human was over. But I never felt more alive. I was born to be a vampire. Everything was falling into place. Even the Volturi seemed to accept my new status, though they'd want proof eventually. It seemed we had only one enemy left. Time. Renesmee was growing too fast. We all worried about how we would have with her. It just made every moment more precious.
Look, a snowflake.
It's beautiful. Why don't you go get another one? Edward thinks that we'll find answers in Brazil. There are tribes there that might know something. Cousin from Denali. Irina!
Convinced Irina to come reconcile with us.
Well, it looks like she changed her mind.
Seeing Jacob must have been too much for her.
I wish I could have just spoken to her.
She's family. She'll come around.
Pleasant surprise. What do you want?
I have to report a crime. The Collins. They've done something terrible.
Allow me, my dear.
Tori. They're coming for us. Aro, Caius, Marcus, the guard, and Irina. Honey, come here.
Why? What did Irina see in the woods?
We were just walking.
Ness was catching snowflakes. Of course. Irina thinks Renesmee is an immortal child.
The immortal children were very beautiful. So enchanting. To be near them was to love them. But their development was frozen at the age they were turned. They couldn't be taught or restrained. A single tantrum could destroy an entire village. Humans heard about the devastation. Stories spread. The Latori were forced to intervene. Since the children couldn't break their secret, they had to be destroyed.
No! No! No!
Their creators grew very attached, fought to protect them. Long-established covens were torn apart. Countless humans slaughtered. Traditions, friends, even families lost.
No, no, Mother! No! Mother! So Denali's mother made an immortal child?
Yes. And she paid the price.
Esme is nothing like those children. She was born, not bitten. She grows every single day.
So can't you just explain that to the Volturi?
Arrow has enough proof in Iria's thoughts.
So we fight.
Their offensive weapons are too powerful. No one can stand against Jane.
Alex, even worse.
Well, then we convince them.
They're coming to kill us, not to talk.
No, you're right. They won't listen to us. But maybe others can convince them. Carlo, you have friends all around the world.
I won't ask them to fight.
Not fight. Witness. If enough people knew the truth, maybe we could convince the Volturi to listen.
We can ask this of our friends. London again. It's been there in a long time.
All right. Let's get this show on the road.
Alice asked me to give you that. She and Jasper crossed our lands to the ocean last night.
Carlisle.
They've left us.
Why?
She didn't say.
Can I see that?
Gather as many witnesses as you can before the snow sinks to the ground. That's when they'll come.
Alice's instructions were clear, but the question remained. Why would she and Jasper leave at the moment we needed them most? What did they know? Our search for witnesses began with a trip north to our closest relatives.
Is everything all right? Why didn't you tell us you were coming?
Is it Irina? We heard from her.
Not directly.
Why is your bride waiting in the car?
Why have you brought a wolf with you? I can smell him from here.
My family's in danger. I need your help.
What's happened?
It's hard to explain, but I need you to be open-minded. Can you do that?
Of course. Okay. Time to meet some new people.
What if they don't like me?
They'll love you.
They will. Once they understand you.
They just haven't met anyone like you before.
Okay. The Volturi will come for all of us.
You get that thing out of here.
She's not what she looks like.
This is a crime!
Stay back!
She has blood in her veins. You can feel her warmth.
I can feel it.
I'm her biological father. Bella's her mother.
Impossible. It's true. She was born while I was still human.
I've never heard of such a thing.
She can show you if you let her. Tanya, you owe us this much. We're all under a death sentence because your sister didn't let us explain.
Don't be afraid. This is how she communicates.
She's not immortal.
I knew the rest of our family would face this fear as well. Fear of the unknown. Fear of the Volturi.
Amu, please. I can't help you, Carlisle.
I wouldn't ask if it weren't urgent.
You must go.
I'd like to hear about it. Never get to meet any of Amun's friends. He likes to keep me hidden.
Can't imagine why. Benjamin.
Benjamin can influence the elements.
Here I get super self-control.
Zafrina, from the Amazon.
The arrival of Senna and Zafrina meant that our plea was being heard in even the most remote corners of the world, while others searched for witnesses closer to home. A patriot Carlisle first met on the battlefield at Yorktown would become our most unlikely ally.
Shut up!
I hated the first British invasion. I hate the second one even more.
Even the Beatles? Really, Garrett?
Old habits die hard.
Carlisle needs you.
Sounds interesting.
Help!
But first I better finish my meal.
Help me! Help! No!
Each of them was won over. Each was made to see. Carlisle convinced his Irish friends to make the journey to Forks. Although we were grateful for their help, their thirst for human blood complicated the situation. The nomads Rosalie and Emmett sent were even more unpredictable. Especially Peter, who had fought alongside Jasper as a newborn.
A lot of red eyes around here.
They agreed not to hunt in the area.
But they'll feed somewhere.
As more vampires set foot in their territory, more Quileutes turned, their nature compelling them to join the pack.
Hey, easy there. Hey! It's all right. You're gonna be okay.
Finally, Carlisle and Esme returned with our last witness.
How many came?
18. You have some good friends.
And Alice?
Well, we'll all be on Ara's list now. Sentries on the run, that's what you brought me. Some friend, Carlisle.
Alistair, come meet everyone.
I already told you, if it comes to a fight, I won't stand against the Volturi.
It won't come to a fight.
I'll be in the attic.
It's not a people person.
We opened our home to 18 vampires, many with gifts of their own. Zafrina had power over the mind. She could make anyone see what she wanted them to.
Holding my hand right now, I can swear this is real.
I don't see anything.
Edward, you didn't tell me your wife is a shield.
It's a shield.
The ones I've met are so different.
It's a defensive talent.
That's why I couldn't read your mind even before. That's why I couldn't.
You have a very powerful gift.
Oh yeah, she's a shield, all right. Should have put her on her ass.
Well, your voltage has been exaggerated.
Maybe it only works a week.
Garrett, I wouldn't.
You are an amazing woman.
Now, you guys can do some serious damage, which is why you'll need to control your phasing. Your mom pisses you off. You don't want to tear her head off. Whoever's coming wasn't invited.
Vladimir? Stefan? You're a long way from home.
What are they doing here?
We heard the Volturi were moving against you, but that you would not stand alone.
We didn't do what we were accused of.
We do not care what you did, Carlyle.
We have been waiting a millennium for the Italian scum to be challenged.
It was not our plan to fight the Volturi.
Shame. Our witnesses will be so disappointed.
They enjoy a good fight.
Aro's witnesses?
No. Still hoping they'll listen.
When Aro wants someone from a coven, it's never long before evidence turns up proving that coven committed some crime.
So he's done this before?
It happens so rarely. I never realized it was a pattern.
Apparently he always pardons one person whose thoughts he claims are repentant.
This person always has an ability. And they're always given a place with the guard.
This is all about Alice. He has no one like her.
Which is why she left.
Why does he need witnesses?
To spread the word that justice has been served. After he slaughters an entire coven.
Benjamin, Tia, we're leaving.
And where will you go?
What makes you think they'll be satisfied with Alice? What's to stop them from going after Benjamin next? Or Zafrina, or Kate, or anyone else with a gift, anyone they want. Their goal isn't punishment, it's power, it's acquisition. Carlyle might not ask you to fight, but I will. For the sake of my family, but also for yours. And for the way you want to live.
The Pax will fight. We've never been afraid of vampires.
We will fight.
This won't be the first time I've fought a king's rule.
We'll join you.
No.
I will do the right thing, and you may do as you please.
We will stand with you. So will we.
That didn't take much.
Let's hope it doesn't come to that.
We'll see.
Everyone showed courage. Though we knew that Aro's army was moving against us. Soon we would face the dark gifts of Jane. And worse, the paralyzing vapor of her brother Alec. Who could rob you of sight, sound, and touch.
Carlyle is still expecting you.
Carlyle is all but ensuring his own destruction.
Sad.
Isn't it?
Aro will want us incapacitated before he attacks. Jane and Alec will try and take me out first because I can anticipate their moves.
Too bad we don't all have your shield.
Doesn't help me fight, though.
No, but you could help the rest of us if you could project it.
What do you mean?
I mean shield someone other than yourself.
Is that possible?
Gifts can be developed over time.
At first, mine was just in my palms. Now I can radiate it all over my body.
How do you do it? Tell me.
Ow.
You need to visualize it. See how it moves.
color it is. I'll picture it expanding. Will it to go beyond you? I think she needs something to motivate her.
No.
It's all right, I can take it.
He says that now.
Focus, Bella, or he's gonna be hurting.
Edward, I'm not ready to do this yet. I'm sorry, I said that I wasn't ready.
Dude, you're not motivating her.
You wanna try?
Lack incentive. Shall I go see if Renesmee's awake?
You crazy?
All right. This one's on full power. Okay, we should go again.
Emmett? I'm good.
There's sweet music here that softer falls. And petals from blown roses on the grass. Or night dews on still waters between walls of shadowy granite and a gleaming pass. Music that brings sweet sleep down from the blissful skies.
Mom? Hmm? Did Aunt Alice and Uncle Jasper run away because we're gonna die?
No. I think they left to keep us safer. And that's what all these other people are here for, too. I'll never let anybody hurt you. Strange. Physically, I feel like I could demolish a tank. Mentally, I just feel good.
How about a bath? So much better. You could try with your home. Hey, Bella. I've had a bad habit of underestimating you. Every obstacle you faced, I think you couldn't overcome it. And you just did. You're the reason I have something to fight for. My family. I'm gonna get the water running.
Alice made sure only I would get the message. Because only my mind would be safe from Aura.
Surprised you took a break Jedi training.
If I don't take Renesmee to my dad, he'll come to us. 27 vampires, one human. Not so great.
I know, that's what you told Edward. Whatever. I'm just glad to get away from all those reeking bloodsuckers. I'm sorry. I know. They're the good guys. But come on. Dracula 1 and 2 are... creepy.
There she is. Come here. Oh, boy. Wow. Look at you. You've grown half a foot. Seriously.
Like 6 inches.
Come on inside. Lunch is on the table.
We got a tree to decorate, huh?
I've actually got a few errands to run, guys. I'll be back soon, okay?
Come on, let's go.
Alice's note gave me a sense of hope. Maybe she had a plan for us after all. And maybe Jade Jenks was the key.
So happy you called. I always meet my private clients here. It's more comfortable than the office.
And it's more public. So what type of work do you do, Jay?
Oh, you know, this and that. It's always different, which keeps it interesting.
Have you known Alice and Jasper long?
I've been working with them for more than 20 years. And my late partner knew Jasper 15 years before that. He is, unusually well-preserved.
Yes, he is.
I trust that Mr. Jasper is enjoying his vacation.
He didn't tell you where he was going, did he?
No. He just mentioned that he was leaving when he came by to place his order.
I assume that his order is ready?
Of course. I've never been late with a delivery.
My husband and I thought that we'd all be traveling together.
Jasper said only two were traveling. His instructions were very clear.
It's my mistake. Apparently, that's not going to happen. Alice's vision was clear. Renesmee would have a future. But Edward and I wouldn't be a part of it.
How you doing?
Hello.
my dearest Renesmee. I thought we would have forever together. But forever isn't as long as I'd hoped. I know now why Alice left me clues. It's to keep you safe. Everything you and Jacob will need is in this pack. Jacob will protect you. And he'll help you learn about the Takuna legends.
It's a romantic notion, isn't it? That a righteous few can defy a great evil. I must admit you even had me believing for a moment. Well, good luck. You're gonna need it. Cheers.
The snow is sticking.
Yeah, we still have today.
I'm so glad Charlie found somebody to take care of him.
Bella, no one's giving up here.
All right, present time. Go. Seth, Leah, stop eating. Jake, you start. Get it going.
Well, Dad, we didn't have time to wrap yours, but here it is. It's a 5-day fishing trip to Fraser River. It's for you and Sue.
You leave tomorrow.
Wow, that's really nice. Thank you. Tomorrow, I can't leave tomorrow.
I made arrangements for you at work.
Sneaky. And extravagant.
And non-refundable, I'm afraid.
You two trying to get rid of me? Because it's working. Fraser River, that means we'll be chasing cutthroat.
We might even hook a rainbow or some bulls.
Woman knows her trout.
Hey, beautiful. Let me see. Can Jacob make this for you? And put it on?
It's so pretty.
It's really pretty.
That's what I'm talking about. A little pre-battle bonfire. War stories. Or just standing there like frickin' statue.
Name any American battle. I was there.
A little Bighorn.
I came this close to biting Custer, but the Indians got him first.
Try Oleg's assault on Constantinople. He didn't win that one on his own.
You're talking battles, you're talking 11 years war. No one does rebellion like the Irish.
You lost the 11 years war.
Aye, it was one hell of a rebellion.
When we ruled, everything came to us. Prey, diplomats, favor seekers. Such was our power. But we never put on white hats and called ourselves saints.
We were honest about what we were.
We sat still for a very long time. We didn't notice we were beginning to petrify.
Perhaps the Volturi did us a favor when they burned our castles.
We've been waiting 1,500 years to return that favor.
I can't help thinking. All these people are putting themselves in danger because I fell in love with a human.
You found your mate. You deserve to be happy.
But at what cost?
Everyone here has something to fight for. I certainly do.
Carlisle, I've never thanked you. this extraordinary life.
This means more than my own life. That's how much I love you. Tomorrow I'm gonna need you to stay with Jacob. No matter what. Even if I tell him that. But he has to take you somewhere. Maybe it's all right. You're gonna be safe.
If we live through this, I'll follow you anywhere, woman.
Now you tell me.
Let's discuss things as we used to, in a civilized manner.
Fair words, Carlyle. But a little out of place, given the battalion you've assembled against us.
I can promise you, that was never my intent. No laws have been broken.
We see the child. Do not treat us as fools.
She is not an immortal! These witnesses can attest to that. You can look. See the flush of human blood in her cheeks.
Artifice! I will collect every facet of the truth, but from someone more central to the story. Edward, as the child clings to your newborn mate, I assume you are involved.
Thank you.
I'd like to meet her. Becomes you. I hear a strange heart. Half mortal, half immortal, conceived and carried by this newborn while she was still human.
Impossible. Do you think they fooled me, brother?
Bring the informer forward. Is that the child you saw?
I'm not sure.
Jane?
She's changed. This child is bigger.
Then your allegations were false.
The Cullens are innocent. I take full responsibility for my mistake.
Gaius, no!
Give my sight back.
Tanya, this is what they want. If you attack now, we'll all die.
Pain.
work.
You see, there's no law broken here.
Agreed. But does it then follow that there is no danger?
For the first time in our history, humans pose a threat to our kind.
Their modern technology has given birth to weapons that could destroy us. Maintaining our secret has never been more imperative. In such perilous times, only the known is safe. Only the known is tolerable, and we know nothing of what this child will become. Can we live with such uncertainty? Spare ourselves a fight today, only to die tomorrow. Alice, we're so glad to see you here after all.
I have evidence the child won't be a risk to our kind. Let me show you.
Brother.
It doesn't matter what I show you. Even when you see, you still won't change your decision.
Thank you.
Oh,
Now you know. That's your future. Unless you decide on another course.
We cannot alter our course. The child still poses a grave threat.
But what if you were sure she could remain concealed from the human world? Could we leave in peace?
Of course, but that cannot be known. Actually, it can.
Searching for witnesses of my own among the Tucuna tribes of Brazil.
We have enough witnesses.
Let him speak, brother.
I am half human, half vampire. Like the child. The vampire seduced my mother, who died giving birth to me. My aunt Quilene raised me as her own. I made her immortal.
How old are you?
150 years.
At what age did you reach maturity?
I became full grown 7 years after my birth. I have not changed since then.
And your diet?
Blood, human food. I can survive on either.
These children are much like us.
Regardless, the Cullens have been consorting with werewolves, our natural enemies.
Dear ones, there is no danger here. We will not fight today.
On the run. Now is the time to attack.
Not today.
You're all fools! The Volturi might be gone, but they will never forgive what happened here.
be around for a long time, isn't she?
A very long time. I'm glad she has you.
So should I start calling you Dad?
Show you something.
What?
Frozen, I held my breath. Right from the start, I knew that I'd found the home for my heart. Beats fast, colors and promises. How to be brave? How can I love when I'm afraid to fall? Watching me stand alone, all of my doubt suddenly goes away somehow. One step closer.
How did you do that?
Been practicing. Now you know. Nobody's ever loved anybody as much as I love you.
There's one exception. Can you show me again?
We've got a lot of time.
Forever.